Greetings, everyone, and welcome. I'm Rachel Chase, and you're listening to Somatic Healing Sessions. This is Somatic Healing Session number 9. I'm recording this right about the full moon in March of 2023. And I say that because I want to send the energy of celebration and this powerful healing force that's coming through for us to those of you who are listening to this soon after this recording, as well as those of you listening off in the far distant future. And just tune in with that quantum reality that connects us in time and space through sound and through energy and through technology and through the vehicle of our minds. And so I'm bringing that through today because the session that wants to come through at this time is a continuation of all of the prior sessions, of course, that we've done so far, sessions 1 through 8, which have taken you on a journey of connecting with your body and the energy of you and the felt sense of being and your body as light and all of the other journeys that we've been guided through together. And I say guided through together because when we start to get into this work, after all of these years practicing myself as a meditator and a guide, spiritual guide, as well as a mental health counselor, you get into a flow. And I know writers and artists and, you know, many of you listening may have experienced that state where you're just in the zone, maybe playing a sport, running or riding your bike or playing with your child, grandchild or friend or loved one, where you're just in the flow and it's just flowing through you. As artists, I'm also an artist, so we talk a lot about being in the flow. I know musicians do as well, right? Where you're just in the zone and the information, the inspiration, the muse is with you and it is guiding you through the journey play by play as you go. There's no real written script per se, except for all of the preparation that you've done up until that point. All the preparation that you've done until that moment has led you to this moment. So in a way, the script has been writing itself. And I bring that through today because this healing session is about letting the inner sense of you be your guide. Now, that can be a challenge sometimes if we feel disconnected from that inner guide, when we feel disconnected or when we feel unsure of what to do or we get locked up in our mind, trapped in a sort of hall of mirrors of anxiety and doubt and fear and worry. And maybe it's due to deeply held feelings in the body. Maybe it's due to conditioning. There are so many possible reasons for why we might come to those moments of feeling frantic or very confused, or even maybe paranoid, or that feeling of like, oh no, what could go wrong? And that can really trigger a lot of anxiety in the body when we get into that type of thinking. Around and around we go. I can already feel my chest start to squeeze a little bit as I speak on that, as I bring that idea up. So I'm going to invite you today to find a comfortable place where you can sit or lie down and be in a safe, undisturbed spot. And If you're doing something else right now and you just want to listen to this in the background, that's okay too. But I invite you to come back to this when you can really be with this and receive this healing session for yourself. So once you get into that space where you can just receive, I want you to take some deep, slow breaths and just kind of make some sound and sigh a little bit and maybe massage your chest a little. That's what I'm doing right now because, as I said, that sort of squeezing up feeling needs to be opened again and released. Isn't that interesting how thinking about these things or having those memories come really affects the body? And I think more and more we are waking up, or have been on this journey of waking up to the reality that our minds and our bodies are one and the same. That the mind-body system is actually a mental-emotional experience. And that our spiritual body is also here too, but that our spiritual body is much bigger. It includes the mental, the emotional, and the physical, but it also is so much more than that. And by spiritual, I mean on a consciousness level, on an energy level. And that is being shown and has been shown in many ways to us, including some of the great work done by the Heart Math Institute about the field of energy of your heart, the actual energy field of your heart that pumps energy into the space around you. So we're going to start today with going down into your heart. And you could even place one hand on your chest if you wish, or just bring your focus down to your heart. Now, the more you do this, focusing down in your heart, the greater your capacity to sense and become aware of the field of consciousness that your heart embodies and is continually emanating at all times. So focus down there in the center of your chest. You know, your heart is just a little off center to the left for just about everyone. Some people do have a rare condition where their organs are on the other side of the body, interestingly enough. And so just focus where your heart is, right there in the middle of your chest area. And start to connect your breath with your heart so that your breathing is felt right there within that area of your chest and your beating heart. There's a sense of your breath moving there into the back of your body, too, toward the back, behind your heart. In the back area, and then around on the sides as well, and the front, all around your heart. And you're breathing in through your nose, and now you're going to exhale out your mouth a few times. Just release as if you're blowing out a candle or blowing the wishes into the wind. And just relaxing a little bit as best as you can, letting go of some tension at least, seeing if a little bit can be released with every breath, tension in your body, letting go. And now you'll begin to sense and notice and feel that Maybe there's some tenderness inside or some sensitivity. Maybe your emotional energy begins to be noticed a little bit down in your gut, or maybe your throat or your chest or your head or your arms or your legs, or just inviting some openness. As you breathe in and out and feel that there's a connection somehow with your breathing and your heart. So you're grounding in your body and you're expanding as you feel that there's space being created through your whole being, through your whole body. Maybe even you notice the sensations of that opening up down in your feet, down out in your the palms of your hands and up and around the crown of your head and all around the spaces around you. And so you're nudging at the edges of your own physicality in a way to soften the feeling of being in a density, to soften that awareness, to become aware of a kind of permeability, if you will, between this space around you and inside of you, through your skin and all of the layers of your the fluid in your body and the organs and tissues and even the bones, as if your whole body is just kind of breathing here and really feeling that there's an underlying sense that within you that there's an energy that's holding you. And there are qualities to this energy that is holding you. There's a rhythm to it. It's gentle, kind of a rocking, a little bit of a wave energy, very subtle. That's underlying everything else that you might be noticing, other sensations, and a little bit of emotional release perhaps coming to just bring some lightness. Take a deep breath and release it out all the way. So this is this energy of your inner flow when you're in the zone and you're being led by this inner guidance, inner energy, inner movement. And you begin to notice that there's a connection between this energy and your inner guidance. That's your body. It's the signals inside that you feel and that are translated through your the vehicle of your mind, the intuition part. The part of the mind that is connected to a bigger, fuller sense of being, the spiritual body, your consciousness, not just the ego mind that's here in this reality to take you through your days to play out all your roles, but the part of the mind that is like a channel that you can tap into that. And you do that by going down into the heart the way we just did. You go down into your heart and you breathe intentionally as we have been. And you soften those edges of your body. You Nudge outward and go down inward at the same time. So your focus is down deeper into the heart and the breath, but your feeling sense is that there's this inner strength and it's also an expansion at the same time. And at first, it takes a little bit of getting used to doing this paradoxical focusing. But then you start to notice, oh, it's not that I'm trying to make it happen. I'm just noticing that this is what happens. This is the nature of my being, of your body, and of your energy. You're getting to know that which you are on a deeper and more expanded level at the same time. So you're accessing through the heart, through the breath, through the awareness of body and sensation and intention to release, relax, let go and soften, soften at the edges. You soften at the edges with your breath. It's the breath that does it because the breath is the most gentle force. It's so gentle and yet it's all encompassing. And as you breathe in deeply, you can slowly nudge at those edges to expand. And then when you exhale, everything just eases a little bit. So you're massaging at the edges of your being with your breath. You're massaging at the edges of your being with your breath. And you're connecting deeper down into your heart, into your gut, letting the heartbeat emanate that deep resonance of wisdom, wisdom, wisdom all through your being. All through your body. So there are waves within waves, gentle awareness of these layers of your being, and setting an intention now to be guided in the softest way, in the gentlest way, in the loving way. By your inner energy, by this flow, by this awareness that is in you, your intuition. And you keep coming back to this, and you keep coming back, and you keep coming back. Deep breath now. Notice the legs, the backs of the legs, the fronts, the hips, the feet, the gut, the chest, the back, the arms, the head, the hands. Notice your whole body right where you are. And surround yourself in a field of love and a field of light and an energy, a light, a color, a sound that is holding you and hugging you and just vibrating loving, gentle kindness all around your body. And may this energy carry you through the rest of your day and night. As you gently become aware of your body a little more and touch your fingers together with your thumbs and wiggle your toes a little and move your head a little and roll your shoulders a little and Open your arms a little and stretch your legs a little. Open your mouth wide and gently begin to relax whatever next level of relaxation can happen right now. And by relaxed, I just mean it's the body. Sometimes we think, I have to relax my mind. Well, the mind will do what the mind does, but you can gently focus that mind just as you have been doing during this session on the sense of feeling calm because it's in there, always there inside of you. And I want you to notice that calm right now. As you're waking up, as you're opening your eyes, as you're becoming more present with where you are in this time, stay present also with that feeling within you of that calmness. And make this your ongoing meditation throughout the rest of your day and night and into tomorrow, that you're here engaging with your life, but you're also very connected with this place inside of you that is calm. And it feels present inwardly. Because being present ju doesn't just mean being present for others or externally, it also means being present internally to what is within you. Being present to that energy that you were just tapping into. Not only when you're sitting in a guided meditation, but also when you're living your life day by day, you take it with you. You have it as your place that you are coming from. And that's how you allow yourself to tap into that flow and let the inner director guide you along. The inner director is your intuition. That's your guide, letting you know what's right for you, reminding you to stay here connected within. Okay, my friends, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Please get some water right now. And stay tuned for somatic sessions number 10 coming up after this one. And don't forget, you can download my new Healing with Self-Compassion guidebook and companion audio on my website at rachelchase.com. And I look forward to next time. Take care. Ciao for now. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.